1961, U.S. President John F. Kennedy challenged his nation to land an astronaut on the moon by the end of the decade with a safe return to Earth.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
On April 11, 1970, Apollo 13 was launched for a planned moon landing. It was the seventh crewed mission in the Apollo space program and the third meant to land on the moon. The Apollo 13 prime crew undertook over 1,000 hours of mission-specific training, more than 5 hours for every hour of the mission's 10-day planned duration. It was meant to demonstrate precision lunar landings and explore specific sites on the moon so that mission planners were able to focus on more than just landing safely and having astronauts minimally trained in geology gather lunar samples to take home to Earth. 2 days into the mission, however, one of the oxygen tanks in the spacecraft exploded, causing a loss of air, electricity, and water. The moon landing had to be cancelled, and the astronauts had to figure out how to get home. The solution was to move into the lunar module Aquarius, the small craft that was supposed to land on the moon, for much of the remaining trip. The lunar module contained few supplies, however. Therefore, the astronauts had to ration food and water. They had to shut down all the non-essential systems and had to prioritize them reaching Earth over warmth and sleep. One of the crew members even developed a kidney infection. By firing the lunar module's engine and looping around the moon, the men were able to get the spacecraft on the correct course to return to Earth. The crew in the module all lost weight and were picked up by military ships.